In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a wonderful hour day, which is called Annunciation. And this wonderful hour day, the angel, God's angel, Gabriel, came to the maiden Maria and told her that she is going to be the mother of Jesus, of the Son of God. And she said to him, well, I never knew a man, and how could it be? And Saint Gabriel said, well, your aunt Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant, and it was a miracle. For God, nothing is impossible. And in your case, the Holy Spirit is going to come down on you, and you will be able to then give birth to Jesus. You call him Jesus, that is the Son of God. My beloved, the Mother of God was rejoicing, because before that, when she was reading Isaiah about that a maiden is going to give birth to a Son of God, she wanted so much to be at least the last slave of the future Mother of God. And now she's become the Mother of God, and she had rejoiced so much and thanked the Lord and accepted that, and an angel left her. My beloved, Mother of God is actually our mother too. She loves us and she protects us from the evil ones. She is feared by the evil ones, and she loves us and she prays for us at all times, as the church says to us. And even though she knows that her son suffered so much at the crucifixion, and that she didn't have any, when she gave birth to the baby Jesus, she didn't have no pains as a regular woman does. He just came out of her like he came out of the tomb, or like he came in through the closed doors to the disciples. And he came out of her womb without hurting her at all. And she still continued to be a maiden and a virgin. My beloved, she is now at highest in the heavens, and she prays for us all the time, and she loves us, even though she knows that her son and God, our God, Jesus Christ, had suffered for us so much and for our sins. And yet she loves us too, and she is our mother, as the church tells us, that our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, said that our Father is in heaven, the God himself, and she is our mother, and she is our mother and loves us and wants our happiness to eternity, not just here, but eternally. We have to realize that. We have to try to remember that we have been created in the image and likeness of God, and we have to would absolutely fight any kind of sins, because the sins are wounding our soul. And if we do not repent in those sins, then we are going to have the same place that the demons have been prepared for. My beloved, we don't want that. We want to love God, and we have to pray to our Mother in heaven. And of course, the church tells us that our God, the Father, is our Father, and the Mother of God is our Mother, and the older angels are all the brothers are the angels, and all the saints, they're our brothers, we're all relatives. My beloved, let's work harder to protect ourselves from sin, and to be able to rejoice in that we have such an honor to be relatives of the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, let's pray more to the Mother of God and ask her to pray for us and to give us the strength to accept the crosses, whatever cross we may have. It may be sicknesses, it may be troubles, or whatever it may be, that we, let us accept it, and believe that the Lord is allowing us these crosses for our own good, and never despair in it, and just always be in our heart, be grateful that the Lord is giving us a chance to be purified. May God bless all of you. Amen.